Pod Culture, episode 271. Why not? Part A. For Wednesday, July 6, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Frickin' firecrackers, we're back with another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And why are y'all looking at me like
frickin'
that?
Firecrackers?
Yeah.
Frickin'
firecrackers? Well, it's like almost the fourth kind of thing.
Well, okay.
You know, like
it'll be the fourth.
Recording on July the 1st.
Yes.
Yeah.
First of July.
So, you know, I have them little bastards firing off firecrackers over in the park for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuckers.
Oh my god, he made it like less than a minute before he dropped it.
Get off my lawn.
Seriously.
Get off my lawn, you little bastard.
Yeah, after the 4th is worse because then everything's discounted.
I know,
right?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yep.
Hey, as long as they don't set anything near me on fire, they can do what they want. They can blow up their appendages. Yeah, it's all right with me.
Yeah, but, you know, if they don't have insurance, it goes to the taxpayers, makes the rest of our rates go up, and that kind of sucks. Anyway, let's get into some fun shit.
Yeah, there's some geeking that needs to be done.
I forgot we were doing a show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot we were doing a show?
Well, we just usually just kind of sit here and talk.
It was a weird opening, so I wasn't
We just had the record button pressed.
Every opening is kind of
that
a weird
would explain
opening.
The microphone.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, Glenn, what have you been up to, dude?
I've been flying a lot. There was a big... Let's see. There was, you know, tornado.
Oh
damage.
My gosh, the tornadoes!
You know,
were you
took
flying
out
flying on the Red Dragon.
No.
It was off.
Community reference.
Right. The Draconis. Sorry,
that was really
that was not
awful.
Me. That was naked on the Red Dragon. That was not me. No, I was flying in the helicopter over all the. You know, damage from the big tornado took out some of the barns.
Not far enough away from my house.
Churchill Downs.
That apparently kind of like did a curve around.
Thank God.
The track.
Yeah, I was watching the tracking of that, and it kind of like curved around our little area here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
awful.
That was a little too close.
That was a long night of worrying.
Yes.
And putting everything in laundry baskets and hiding it in the bathroom just in case.
It took 6 hours just to gather up all the koalas.
Seriously.
Several waves of storms that came by and all
awful.
The rotation and funnel clouds and impending destruction and
doom.
Yeah.
And eventually, I'm just like, screw it. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I was making dinner and I heard the sirens go. I'm like, that's a weird time of day to test the sirens because I'm looking outside
and it's
and
nothing's going
on.
No. I just got done cutting the grass.
Exactly. I'm thinking maybe they're testing the sirens or something. Maybe there was a short or something. Who knows what they're
because,
doing?
Because, you know, the last time the sirens didn't go off properly
right.
or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You never know.
Everybody got all up in arms. And
right.
Rightly so.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, okay, we're eating dinner, la la la, and Brad's cell phone rings and it's his mom. And she's like, there are tornadoes. Around you? What?
Yeah.
And so we turn on the television, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, because we rarely watch live TV.
Same here.
Watching something on DVD, and like, oh my, look at that giant thing over Kentucky.
Yeah.
So I text my mom right away, because she tends to watch the Weather Channel, and she worries whenever there's anything nearby. I'm like, it's okay, don't. Panic until I tell you there's something to panic about. And then apparently a few minutes later, she turned on the Weather Channel. Oh my God!
Yeah, it was so red they had gone into the maroon.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Pretty crazy.
And I know like there have been so many places in the country who have had terrible damage and I shouldn't complain, but it was like, damn.
Yeah, I'm oblivious to weather because... Adam might remember, Christina wasn't in the area, and you remember when I was working in Sellersburg at the video store.
Mm-hmm.
That was the year the tornado leveled the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. I was working at the store that night.
Oh, wow.
And you know where the store was versus where the bowling alley is, right?
Mm-hmm.
About 3 blocks.
Oh, was it that close?
Awful. Yeah, and I'm just going, man, it's kind of storming out. Of course, you know, it's a video store. I've got videos running.
Right.
I'm like, dude, it's weird. You know, what the hell? The sky's kind of green.
It's kind of green.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Green Lantern's coming? What?
Huzzah!
Drove home, you know. Apparently, just like right, I guess, through the eye or something of this damn thing. Totally oblivious.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Get to New Albany, you know, it's about 10 miles. I'm home. Mom calls, you better get to your basement.
I love your mom for saving us all the time.
A tornado just flattened a bowling alley. What?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's to the point now of, like, I've got the drill down. Like, everything I need to grab is close by and or still patched in the, you know, tote bags from last time. So, like, all the important stuff I have is ready to go into hiding when I need. Like, if we have to run to the basement or the bathroom, I'm ready, you know.
See, I don't have to worry about any of that because my denial is nigh invulnerable.
So. Thank you, Chick.
Wow.
Dear willpower.
Yeah.
We'll keep anything from happening.
Hit me.
I'm just off of being prepared. So I've got my passport and my teddy bear, and I'm ready to go.
You don't need a passport when you get flown to Oz.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it depends on how far the tornado takes
well,
you.
Well, I don't want to have to get another one any sooner than I need to. So I'm taking it with me.
Lead foil wallet, take care of that.
I don't have one of those. Yeah, but if it gets like a little tiny thing, it's going to get picked up. I need to have it on my person.
If you see an old lady on a bicycle, that's when you start worrying.
I'm sorry. I believe in being prepared for everything.
Maybe you want to watch Twister.
We got cows.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the same cow.
Normally, if there's bad weather, I think, well, I don't have to fly because it's bad weather.
Right.
I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. It's after the bad weather.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was getting dark.
It was dark.
You know.
Yeah.
So Carly and I are trying to watch something on the DVR, and of course the EAS keeps breaking
it. It breaks in it, if you're watching anything.
Yeah.
Really? Which that's automatically pretty cool.
I guess it's convenient, but it's annoying.
It's annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
even,
cool, though.
Even when all that severe weather is over in the far, far eastern part of the county, that's still coming in.
Yep.
It still breaks in.
Oh, that sucks.
Stop it!
Yeah,
we're
fine!
Forever.
Wow.
It stops your program.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And if you're recording a program, it will record a whole bunch of real small bits of the program because it'll stop every time the EAS comes on.
Oh, no.
So you'll look at your show and you're like, why are there 6 versions of that show that I recorded tonight? Well, it's because it's in bits.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Man, it sucks.
Yeah. So I you know, I'm seeing on the TV, you know, horrible tornadoes
Doom.
Everywhere. And then I get the call from my pilot. Oh, they want us to fly. I'm like, yeah, right. What? You know, you're getting right. No, they want us to fly. So I had to go in. And he's like, as soon as the weather clears, we're up and flying. So,
Oh, my gosh.
We got up and we were flying over Churchill. And they were like, hey, dude, this is going out not just nationwide. This is going out global. They're like, because it's Churchill bound.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're already reporting on this globally. So they're like, you know, this is the first time anybody's seen it. You know, we're sending out your signal globally.
Wow.
I figured
cool.
that was you because I was seeing the footage. And
awesome.
I was like, that's got to be Glenn or something. Yeah.
That's so, awesome.
It's kind of like a 50-50 cool. chance. And depends on which channel you're watching, I guess.
True.
Yeah, it's a little more than a 50-50 chance.
That's right. It'd be more like 60-40 now, kind of.
Yeah.
That's pretty
that.
Cool, though.
So.
I think your math is bad.
And then, it's bad, but we'll let him slide. And then yesterday was a big train derailment up at the Brooks, Kentucky exit again.
Yeah, right about where they had the last bad one.
Exactly. Yeah.
At least nothing exploded this time.
I was like, oh, great, my favorite thing. You know, train derailment is a hazmat and all this crap. I was like, ugh. But no hazmat.
Good.
It was carrying cars, brand new cars from the Ford plant.
Oh.
Wow, they were mangled. It was
bad.
Oh,
I bet. All that twisted metal.
Bad.
Very cool, huh?
Yeah, there were like 15, you know, rail cars that were derailed.
Oh, my God.
All of them were carrying new cars.
Oh,
you know, the union saying overtime.
Yeah. It was like
spare
wow.
parts, maybe. Maybe yeah. sell them for parts.
Yep.
Wow.
It was really, really crazy.
They ain't no coming back. No scratch and dent sale from that
crap.
So I've been flying just a little bit here lately.
Overtime.
Yeah. Yeah. No overtime from the train derailments this time. But,
oh, that sucks.
But at least there was no noxious chemicals.
Or casualties.
Or things exploding or anything. Or no
yeah, there was like no injuries on this yeah. one or anything.
That's good.
So. And no injuries in the tornado either.
Yeah.
That is amazing to me. All the damage that you saw on TV. I mean, especially like with the down power lines and trees and
yeah.
stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
On, you figure something would have hit somebody's house.
Well, it's like Eastern Parkway always gets tore up.
No.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those telephone poles were just...
Yeah, that was something to see.
See?
Yeah.
I saw that on the news, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be out of work for 2 days.
By the stadium. Down by the stadium. Yeah. It was just...
Well, there's nothing else there really to block it. Right. You know, there's no natural blockage. It's just kind of open from, I guess, where, you know, where the school has it.
Yeah. I hadn't seen anything like that. I mean, so many down power lines just, and so many crews working to fix it all at once, the way down the street. You know?
Our power really didn't even flicker.
Not even once.
Mine didn't either.
Yeah. And,
although yesterday, while I'm working, clear blue sky. Stupid power flickers, kicks me out of everything. You have to re-log into everything just long enough to have to re-log into everything. Mm. But I panic. Like, every time I see the modem flicker in a weird way, like I catch it out of the corner of my eye, I panic. I'm like, oh, crap.
I'm surprised they really did not send you a UPS.
I don't know. I'm just glad nothing has happened.
They got rid of all of those at work.
But the tornado season is still young.
Well, I mean, we have a diesel backup generator, but it takes, you know, like 15 seconds, you know, go boom, and then the generator comes up. So you get kicked out of all your stuff.
That's awful.
They got tired of hearing the beeps, basically, and they didn't want to, you know, replace them all, you know, because eventually those batteries wear down to the point where they start beeping. And, and eventually you start hearing these little beep. Like, where the hell is that coming from?
Well, I think they should get rid of all their smoke detectors, too.
Exactly. That's the same kind of logic. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Well, the battery backups are a little bit more expensive, I think.
Yeah. So, just a bit.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
Anything else, man?
I don't want to hog the whole opening here, but I want to talk about this right away. July 16th, Derby City Comic Con. I mentioned it before.
That's 2 weeks.
Yep.
Day before my birthday.
Right up. Kentucky International Convention Center. $7 admission. Kids 12 and under free. Lots of cool guests. And I'll be there too.
Yay, so, Glenn.
So cool. Awesome. If I wake up in time, I'll be there.
Oh, Glenn, you have to.
I'll be there.
Would you like a wake-up call?
Yeah. And also.
Don't say yes, because she gets up at like 8 in the morning.
No.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's too early. No, actually, I get up at 8 in the morning too.
Ha.
These days. It's painful. And something that's been happening in Louisville for a while now, the Fright Night Film Fest
Coming
back. It's July 22nd through 24th. But this year, it's a dual convention. It's also the Fandom Fest for the first year.
What's that?
It's Fandom Fest. And they're going to have, like, Henry Winkler there. Fonz. Yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Kidder, Lois Lane.
Oh, my God. Superman. Yeah. Wow.
The voice actresses for Jim and Pizzazz.
Shut it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Shut up.
And lots of other people. So it's going to be cool that there will be a cool pop culture, you know, TV
dude, if
movie.
If I had my dolls show. With me, oh, that'd be so cool.
And then they're going to have the cool horror show as well.
Yeah, we did some stuff from that a few years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago, we did some interviews.
The interview with Andre Gower.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, from Monster Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It's a good interview.
Huh.
And it's a good show. I mean, it's a nice big show, and they're, like I said, they're really expanding into something new this year.
That's
so,
really
you
cool.
know, even if you're not into horror, give it a shot, because there's a whole
Dude,
lot
it's
of other
gem.
Guests.
Come on.
Yeah, cool. There was that great dealer's room there.
Oh, yeah. The yeah it was a, it's a really impressive show.
I like looking
show.
At stuff.
And the the guest of honor for Fright Night is John Carpenter, which I'm very excited about.
Nice.
You get a hold of your contact there, dude.
Yeah.
And how much is admission to that?
And I'm not really sure. I'm sure if you go to fandomfest.com, they'll have all the details.
Yeah.
But I know that the date is July 22nd through 24th.
Cool.
So it's coming up. Coming up very soon.
See, I'm all for going to local cons. I would quite happily do that.
Yeah, I mean, two good shows in Louisville.
Try to make it great. Yeah, the Derby City Comic Con.
And there's so much space downtown for stuff like that. Yeah. Like, there's so much space that I'm surprised there aren't more things that come.
Now, the Horror Fest is not downtown, is it?
You know, yeah, forget where it is.
No, I'm just saying that it, like, there's lots of space.
Yeah, I guess I need to go to FrightNightFilmFest.com and look up the details, because it doesn't say on the thing that I've got. Oh, yeah. Fern Valley Hotel and Conference Center.
Oh, hell. It moved. Yeah. It wasn't there last
time. No, it wasn't there last time.
Huh. Adam, you been up to anything, bud?
Oh, just getting ready to start moving.
Studio V is on the move.
Studio V is moving. So this will be my last few podcasts being this close to the Pod Culture Studio.
So no more Adam and Christina shows with Four Locos, huh?
No, probably not.
That's okay.
Well,
understand.
I mean, I'll just probably hang around longer after the show. Yeah.
We'll watch videos on YouTube.
Yeah. just, you know, doing my usual thing, running and
fantastic. It's been good weather.
It has a little bit on the warm side and humid side. But yeah, been watching a few things.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we'll get into later. Listening to a few audiobooks, which I'm sure we'll get into later.
Rock on. I have a list. I need to make my list.
And playing a particular Star Wars beta.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Nice. Awesome.
I say you won't be able to play Galaxies for too much longer.
Ah, yes. I'm surprised it lasted that long. Honestly. But, yeah, I guess I can't really have them competing against each other. Not that a whole lot of people are still in Galaxies, but whatever. sorry, what I don't mean to poo-poo Galaxies.
He just said poo-poo. It makes me happy.
It's time. Because it's an inferior game.
It needs to be put down.
Yeah, it does. I've played both games, so I can judge, right?
Right.
Sort of.
Don't be judging. Don't be hating.
So, got a level 20 Sith, and I'm really enjoying playing the bad guy. It is fun.
It is an evil laugh.
It is maniacally, deviously fun, but also it kind of worries me a little bit that it's that much fun. But I also got a Jedi. Of course, that Jedi I'm playing is a complete asshole, and this Jedi is mean to everybody.
Jedi asshole.
I get like dark points in like the conversations that I have with like the NPCs, because they have a whole conversation system for your quests and any characters you interact with, and you could choose to be real nice to them, get light side points, or you can choose to be a complete jerk and
Fable.
Get dark side points. Exactly. And the points that you get, you can get like dark one, dark two, dark three, and that'll actually give you different options of gear.
Ooh.
So you can get darker, uglier, nastier looking gear if you're like at dark three.
Ooh.
So it's,
I like stuff like that where it changes how
your appearance.
Yeah, I like that.
But you'll still be a Jedi?
Yeah, you can still
be
a Jedi.
Actually go to the dark side.
You'll be a dark Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like on the cusp.
Yeah. And you can be a nice Sith too if you wanted. Like, you could be on the Sith side, but you can actually be helping people if you wanted.
Hmm. That's pretty
if
neat.
If you wanted, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice. So,
nah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I figure if I'm going Sith, I'm going dark. I'm just going all in dark. So, yeah. So, but it's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait for this game to be released to the public.
Oh.
So I can get all my friends in playing it. Because I've got a buddy of mine, my best friend, has been trying to get into the beta.
Aww.
And just has not been. And I've been in three rounds, you know, for over a year. And
the gods of CGI are in favor of you.
I guess so. He's made multiple accounts and everything.
Aw, that's so sad. I'm sorry. Mm.
So he's kind of had to live vicariously through me. And so... it's been fun, and I can't wait till it's released, cool. And I can quest and mission with all my friends and
that's
stuff.
That's awesome.
So that's really about it.
Christina?
I'm fine, and I've been to and from Cleveland since last time we had like a proper regular
full-on recording.
Podcast. Oh, yeah. And I listened to some new music that I like, and because of my sister and brother, because they're like the gurus of all things that generation of music and stuff, because yeah. I feel a bit old. And so I always say, you know, what's new, what's good that I need to listen to that I like? And they're like, well, this, and this, and this band. And like, well, and they're usually right.
Yeah.
So I usually trust their judgment and had a good time. And listening to some new audiobooks and watching some new television shows and addicted to a new game. Well, it's not a new game. It's an older game, but I'm kind of newer to it. Totally addicted across all platforms. It's really sad. On my phone and on the computer. Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, like you leave it running during work just to harvest coins.
Shut up. Shut up. Leave me alone.
It's just a rumor. It's not been substantiated.
But yeah, all's well.
I haven't been up to a whole lot. It's been less than pleasant at work, shall we say. Mm. But on the brighter side, I have been tinkering and hacking around a little bit with some gaming stuff. So that's been a little fun as well.
And he's got his resume up. Points.
I do have a resume up because, that's the unpleasantness at work.
But that was like the goal of like the past, I don't know, 3 years. Like let's just get the ball rolling. It'll be so empowering just to get it all together and it'll be great.
Yeah, when they say we care about our employees, that's a load of bullshit.
Big fat lie, big fat lie. Well, it's not everybody. It's just the one particular person.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not everybody.
Yeah. That sucks.
Right, to get them fired.
Yeah. Or it, like in that new movie coming out, Horrible Bosses or whatever.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Don't give me any ideas.
Yeah. It's a war of attrition.
No, don't do that. Don't. Bad.
Glenn,
yeah, don't recording.
I told him
the keys to your car.
I told him I will send him cookies. I'm not bailing him out. I can't afford it.
Yeah,
I'll visit you in prison.
I wouldn't last long in prison. You wouldn't. Be fun.
No, he wouldn't.
But yeah, so it's been a little interesting. I have also, with some friends from other podcasts and stuff, started a new podcast.
I was supposed to be on it, but they forgot about me.
Skype conversation just kind of turned into episode zero.
And nobody said, hey, we're recording, come and sit. That's okay. I understand.
The Type 40 podcast.
Not that I don't like Doctor Who or anything.
Over at the Type40podcast.com. It's from the same weird group of folks that did the Dollhouse podcast and
Milk Carton
TV.
Ah.
So we kind of shifted our thing into that. So it's been a lot of fun. Check it out. We had a promo in the last episode.
And there will be a TARDIS Interruptus forthwith.
Yes, definitely, because we need to get Nick and Richard.
And I need to talk about how angry I am about the season finale.
The cliffhanger.
Yes.
Okay.
The mid-season finale.
Mid-season finale, yeah. Or part A or season, whatever they're calling this damn thing. And yes, they are releasing it in half seasons, apparently.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I'll take it any way I can get it.
Somebody has been watching a little too much BSG.
Battlestar.
So, anything else? One note about the con. You talked about that earlier, Glenn.
The Fandom Fest.
Fandom Fest. And I guess in the Fright Night Fest. They've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only passes for 25 with no early entry or early entry for $30.
That's not bad for 3 days.
No, that's each day.
Oh.
They've got a weekend option with for 45. Or 55 with early entry. There's a VIP pass with no price listed, so that's probably going to be really expensive. And then apparently they're doing an event at the Georgetown Drive-In.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Ticket only with no transportation is $15, and ride on the shuttle. Not ride on the shuttle because they're not riding anymore. On the shuttle bus, $20. So.
Neat.
So it's actually a fairly inexpensive con to go to.
It's cool with transportation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you're local.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's worth coming to town. We got some expensive hotels and stuff in the area. Especially that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, All right, let's take a break, and we will be back with the rest of the show right after this.
So, tell me about yourself.
George, you start.
Are you okay?
I've been better. You?
Likewise.
We should go out one night and just get hammered.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's it? That's how you share?
What more is there to say?
Yeah, he's feeling a bit down, which is pretty understandable, and I'm kind of stressed. We don't need to turn this into an episode of Oprah.
I don't know what we're waiting for to happen. Don't forget me, will you? I have to go.
What do we do? We're gonna get her back.
Being Human Cast, a fan-created, not-for-profit podcast to review and discuss the BBC TV show Being Human. Join us for new fanfic, episode discussions, interviews, and a whole lot of fun.
You can find us on iTunes or on the web at www.beinghumancast.com.
We'll see you later.
Okay. I'll see you later, guys.
Welcome back, my cheeky little monkeys. It's just been a long time since I've heard that, so I needed to say it.
Cheeky little monkeys.
Cheeky little monkeys. I am opening this episode of Geek Cuisine. This segment of Geek Cuisine, because I picked it out and it sounded good. There is a store in Cleveland called B.A. Sweeties, and it's a huge candy store.
Yeah, if you imagine like Liquor Barn.
With candy.
With candy.
Candy, really?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Any kind of candy you can think of.
B.A.
Sweetie.
B.A. Sweeties.
Mm-hmm. B.A. Sweetie.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And they have flyers.
Holy crap.
They do have flyers. Because you can even like order them.
Would you like
order
a crack?
Stuff through the mail.
Whoa.
So I chose this time Icy Brand Fizzing Lollipops.
Fizzing.
Because I love any kind of icy. It makes me happy. And as soon as I saw they had candy, I had to have
back.
It.
Except every time you want a Coke icy at Walmart, this thing's broke.
Seriously, it's depressing. But at least they have them at Thornton's now, so I don't feel so bad.
Okay. 88 cents.
I know. It's great.
So, fizzing lollipops.
Fizzing lollipops. And I have a cherry one.
I've got a cherry one as well.
I've got a raspberry.
Green apple.
Very nice.
Green
and
apple.
Theoretically, there was supposed to be lemonade in there, too, but I didn't see any lemonade ones.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. Here we go.
Where the flyer here says, Candy Warehouse, largest candy store in the USA.
I don't know if I find that. I don't know if I believe that, but ooh, these are good.
It does taste just like an icy.
Just
it
like
does.
An icy. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Just like the raspberry ices I used to get at this place called Super X.
Mm.
Oh, Lexington Road, and what's that place? Darn it. I forgot. Anyway, doesn't matter. But, yes, we used to be able to walk up there, and they had a slush puppy machine, or slushy machine or whatever, and they had the slushy puppy or whatever up there. Yeah.
I took my first job at the place I took my first job because they had an icy machine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that and it was close to my house.
And really?
What?
And you call me pitiful sometimes.
Well, it was a job. I didn't work at the food court, but that was a perk of working there.
I'm not so much getting the fizzy, though. Mm-mm.
Probably fizzy in the middle.
I'm thinking it's probably fizzy wondering. In the middle, like a blow bop or something.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I see it. Well, sort of. There's a little hole, it looks like, in my sucker. That is, my saliva is getting through, and it's fizzing out the little hole.
In your sucker?
In my sucker.
Stop it.
It's fizzing out my hole, okay? My gosh. And now you're going to write it down as an episode title.
I knew it.
It's fizzing out.
And he's turning red.
We're supposed to be, like, family friendly. And it's always about
this. He's about as red as his sucker.
That's right.
Don't set me up with a line like that.
Anywhere they're good.
Oh, wow.
They're good either way.
Yeah.
Yes, these are actually pretty good suckers.
But I like
green
it. I like that it's a plastic sucker stick and not.
Oh,
a
I see what you mean.
Is your whole
like
fizzing out?
Fizzing out your hole, too.
Yes.
Mine's not fizzing.
It's like. It's like when you have a cut and you dump peroxide on it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
But
Does this add to your sucker experience?
It's definitely a plus.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a nice change from bubblegum or Tootsie Roll or something like that. But yeah, it's uncanny how it tastes. Just like a cherry icy.
Yeah.
Just like the...
Well, we bought all kinds of candy at this place. We got, what, 4 boxes of Jolly Ranchers?
4 boxes of Jolly Ranchers, and you brought back 4 more.
I did. Well, they were like half the price of what they are on Amazon. So why the hell not? You get 2 boxes for $25, or if you get four boxes for $25.
Yeah, there was like $7.50 a box or something like that.
$7 a box.
Yep. But yeah, these fizzy suckers, lollipops from Icy. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Hunt them down and try and find the mythical lemonade sucker. And we will be back with more Pod Culture of Goodness right after this.
Princess Peach, out of reach. That's just how you are. Life in the Mushroom Kingdom shouldn't be this stinking hard. Should have known you were gone in the first instant, but you were in another castle. Another castle. King Koopa grabbed you by Bowser. You were caught. The Koopa troops I fought, I did. But you were never there, is all Toad ever said. But what you don't understand is I'd catch a boo-bomb for ya. Jump right under a swamp for ya. I'd run in front of J-Chum. Up. I brought you back home and you got captured again. You got captured again, yes you did. To stay in one damn place is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd be Donkey Kong for ya. Play a dumb round of golf for ya. Dancing Bowser's old song for ya.
Get yourself a roll of quarters. We're back with some video game talk.
Aww.
Actually, it's kind of sad because there's really nothing arcades or anything anymore.
I miss going to the real arcade.
Yeah, there really isn't any
You got to go to those special places now, like the special arcades, like in different cities. You can't just go to the mall and there's an arcade there anymore.
Or,
Dave and Buster's.
Like when I used to work at Green Scene, which is the little putt-putt place. That place was actually pretty damn cool.
He's a place centipede with my dad.
Gaddy Land. Or...
Yeah. Oh, hell, I think all the Gaddies have closed around here, haven't they?
There's still one over at Westport Village.
No, the one on Eastern Parkway is kind of closed.
Which I'll be right next to.
Damn, you are moving far out.
It's just Linden. Not too bad. New LaGrange Road. That's not too far.
Comparatively speaking.
Comparatively. Well, yeah, because I'm right around the block from here. Yeah, sure.
I live in another state.
Yeah. You don't? I'll be closer than Glenn is.
Okay, and by another state, you're closer here than you are other parts of the city.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
So what have you been playing, Glenn?
Wait, can I go first? Because
sure,
I'm not
go ahead.
I never have anything as cool as you guys. So at least if I go first, it's not so anticlimactic.
Go for it.
I prestiged in a game.
Ooh.
Oh?
Plants vs. Zombies. It's not a Facebook game. Okay. It's not a Facebook game. Plants vs. Zombies.
I love that game so much.
I am so ridiculously addicted. It started on my phone.
It doesn't work on my phone, though.
Really?
For some reason, it won't install on my phone.
It started on my phone.
I'm so pissed. So pissed.
I spent the week out.
Really?
Yep.
I need to get you another ROM then.
I don't know.
The week I was in Cleveland, I started playing it, and it was like when everybody else was gone to bed, I was playing Plants vs. Zombies. And I got so totally hooked, I got it for the computer. And I beat it the first time through, and then after you beat it the first time through, it's not over. You can play it again, but instead of having 10 slots to choose your weapons with, you only get 7 because the computer will, you know, the game will choose 3 plants for you. And it could be stuff you can use, and it could be stuff you can't use at all, but it's using up your slots.
Hmm.
So that's like an extra bit of a challenge.
I like the little potato bug mines.
The what?
The little...
Oh, yeah. And so, like, Brad's like, you prestiged in Plants vs. Zombies? I said, yes, I did.
That's cool.
And it's so ridiculously addictive, and I just,
You know, there's kind of a version of that in WoW.
Is there really?
There is. Yeah.
Wow.
Ghouls versus Peace Blooms?
Oh, fantastic.
What?
Yeah. There's a quest.
And I think you get a little, sunflower pet.
No way.
Yeah, I've seen
That's
people
awesome.
Walk around with it and
that
ask them, where'd you
funny.
Get that? And they're like, oh, it's a Plants vs. Zombies thing. Really?
That's awesome.
I need to do that. I haven't done that yet.
So cool. But I'm That's so great. Addicted. Like, I'll play a little bit at lunchtime, and it's ridiculous. I can't stop. Because it's challenging, and they're just, you know, like the endless levels. I'm constantly trying to push myself to see if I can do better. You know, see if I can make one extra level or, you know, just a little bit further. And then it's like usually if I play something long enough, I get sick of it. But, like, I can play it on my phone and play it on the computer. Well, not at the same time. But, like, I haven't gotten sick of it yet. It's just fun. And I like to have my headphones on with my own music.
And is just, that?
La, 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 yeah, I can't handle it. But I do enjoy the song at the end of the game. I do enjoy the song about zombies at the end of the game that you hear if you win. Yeah. It's fun. Okay, now for the cool games. You guys, go ahead.
Well, I picked up Red River, the newest Codemasters. What's it called?
Operation Flashpoint?
Operation Flashpoint.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, got that for the Xbox.
Red River, how was that?
And it's a little cooler than the last one.
Really? I really enjoyed the, was it Operation...
Flashpoint. What was it called?
Dragon
Rising.
Dragon Rising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I haven't had a chance to play it much. My cousin got it. He just got it for himself for Father's Day and had his time off. And, you know.
That's cool.
And so we've only played it once or twice, but it's pretty cool. Mm. I'm looking forward to really getting a squad of 4 people and, you know, really, really playing it. And they've already released a downloadable pack for it with extra maps and stuff because it came out a month earlier in Europe. So
they've had a little bit more
time. So I haven't gotten the new downloadable content yet because I haven't even finished the game yet. Yeah. So I don't need to hurry and get that. Also, that downloadable content came out the same day as the Ascension map pack for Call of Duty.
Right.
Cool.
For the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So I've played all the new maps. They're all really cool. One of them's a like 50s era drive-in.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
And it's got like a galactic theme.
That's
so it's
awesome.
Galactic 50. It's all
That's
in ruins.
That's really cool.
Oh, it's fantastic. The maps are all really nice. And then there's a new zombie map, too, which I haven't even tried yet. But I know it's got zombie monkeys in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Zombie monkeys.
Zombie monkeys.
So, slinging zombie poo.
Yeah. That's so awesome. My God.
Nothing stinks worse than zombie poo.
Oh.
I was waiting. I knew he was going to write that down.
There he goes.
Oh.
I wonder how many episode titles that is.
He needs to have a little notebook and just write them all down.
So I'm sure I'll be playing that this weekend. And believe it or not, I had not beat the campaign in Call of Duty.
Oh, wow.
You even played it?
Yeah, I had played it.
And that says something.
But I had not beat it until like yesterday.
Wow.
I finally went ahead and I was like, trying to go ahead and
bite the bullet.
Yeah, I was trying to go ahead and finish it before the new maps came out, before I got caught up in the multiplayer again. But I didn't quite make it, so I had to take a break for the maps, the new maps, and finish the game. And I know everyone pays so much attention to multiplayer in that game that the campaign didn't get a lot of people talking about it, but I thought it was fantastic.
Cool.
I mean, it was really, I mean, it's Call of Duty Black Ops, and it was all sorts of cool 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, counterinsurgency stuff, you know, going undercover, going, I don't know, assassinations and brainwashing MK Ultra, all this crazy stuff. And it was just really well crafted and really cool.
Cool.
And I was, when I was finishing it, I was going, I can't believe I didn't finish this earlier. This is so cool.
That's so cool.
So it's really neat. So Call of Duty campaign for Black Ops, really, really cool. Of course, everybody's probably already bought the game because it's just like awesome and everybody buys it the day it comes out.
Yeah, pretty much.
But good stuff.
I want a Game of Thrones game.
That would be interesting.
Nobody ever wins.
Yeah. You would just keep dying. It would kill all
but
the characters.
Each of the factions and the families have these unique ways about them. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Like a Risk with, you know, that kind of a thing.
That would be interesting, though,
that'd
too.
Be cool.
A Risk version of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Hmm. That
I'm
could
picking
be cool.
up the Halo version of Risk.
Hmm. Oh. I think it would just be neat because you've got, you know, Lannisters and the Starks, and like each family wants something else from somebody else, and I think that would be cool.
It could be interesting. That's for sure. Yeah.
You know, Ashley came in town to visit her dad.
Yeah.
And I was talking with her, and we were talking about the new Halo anniversary.
Yeah.
That
I'll
like
be getting that.
Cool.
Oh, the Combat Evolved.
Yeah,
the
where
Reach
they're,
engine.
Yeah, they're redoing the classic original Halo game.
Wow.
You know, with the new engine, and that should be really
that should
cool.
Be awesome.
Why the hell didn't we record?
We weren't recording.
It wasn't a week we were going to record. I thought you might have done a TARDIS Interruptus, but you weren't feeling good.
That's right. Okay.
And so we didn't record. Let's see. What else? What else? I pre-ordered Rage. I don't know a whole lot about
it. Oh, yeah. With the new engine from ID? From
it? Or is it?
Or 3D Realms.
I'm not sure. Is it Bethesda, maybe?
I think Bethesda's working on it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who did the engine. But the little bit that I've seen about it, and I'm no expert on it, but I have seen enough that I've already pre-ordered it.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Wow.
It looks a lot like like Fallout or something like that.
Borderlands.
Or Borderlands-ish. But the graphics are fantastic. Wow. And not only is it the single-player kind of role-playing game kind of thing, but beyond that, there are co-op modes where you can do different missions co-op. And apparently there's going to be a multiplayer version of the game that involves, like, their buggies and things. So it's going to be like a vehicular game that's multiplayer.
Yep.
So kind of weird combination.
Hopefully it's not like trying to drive the damn Warthog in Combat Evolved.
Yeah. That took so long to learn how to drive that thing.
I still don't see what the problem was. It was fun for me.
Oh, I know.
I did all right with it.
It was fun. It was fun. I remember taking the Xbox to work and letting a buddy of mine try to drive the Warthog and just watching them, who has never held the Xbox controller before, try to drive.
The Duke.
Yeah.
Was it the big?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the big old hamburger.
Controller. Yeah.
Yeah.
The original.
The original controller. Whew. Yeah.
Like, I just think
that
about
was hilarious.
Yeah. These games and how they've evolved. I mean, you think of Pong. And then you've got all these things that are so fantastic now, and it's like, it's just amazing.
I had my ColecoVision. We played Pong
exactly.
or tennis or whatever they called it, and had the plastic gun you could shoot at the screen.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, that's the one thing about, and I don't know if Adam would be able to do it with his TV, since you've got yours is
rear projection.
DPL. The DLP screen.
DLP.
But we can't do it with LCDs. Is the light gun stuff from Nintendo.
Yeah, that won't work.
Damn.
But
well, it works on the CRTs. Because
I always wanted to shoot that damn dog in Duck Hunt.
Everyone's got a dream.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm seriously. That damn dog.
No, I did. When you miss,
he'd pop up,
he'd
and,
pop
start
up and start
laughing at you.
Yep.
And you just want to empty a clip into him.
Wow.
You've never, obviously never played Duck Hunt on the NES.
No, I've not. I didn't like the idea.
That dog was a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't like the idea of shooting ducks.
Actually, you mentioned it, yeah.
Oh.
It's like the little girl on Stargate Atlantis.
Wow.
You shoot the ducks? Why do you want to shoot the ducks? Get her a different game.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I like how John always had his little DS.
Yeah, with his DS. So that was cool. It's like, dude, you're in another galaxy playing your DS. Like, go look out the window.
You play anything else, bud?
You know, PS3, the network was down, and they gave you.
Oh yeah, what'd you get?
Two free downloads.
I have to do mine yet.
I did Dead Nation,
okay,
which is kind of almost a top-down zombie shooter game. Looks beautiful. You know, they're not exactly my kind of game, but it's kind of fun. I like
free.
To put it on every once in a while, but it was free. It was free, and pretty neat. Actually, the open has a lot of, like, newsreel footage and stuff to really kind of get you into the feel of the zombie outbreak and everything, and so that's pretty cool. And the other one was Infamous.
Ah.
I had never played.
Infamous 1 or 2?
Infamous 1. It was free. Free download. Hey, can't complain about that.
That's a fun game.
And it is a lot of fun, and I've had trouble tearing myself away from it. I mean, it's really cool.
I know you're not into the handhelds, but before, you know, the third, since we're recording on the first, just go ahead and go in and download them. PSP games. Because you also get two PSP games and like two minis, and there's like a theme or something in there too.
Yeah, I got the theme, I think.
But yeah, go ahead and get those for
in case I get a system later.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good point. I need to do that. I thought about that, but then I had spent so long downloading the games I wanted to play them, so I didn't.
Right.
I was am I going to download these things?
I can't even play. You know, tonight when you get home or something, just sit them and download.
Yeah. And it shouldn't take long.
Yeah, it may take a while because
it's Friday night and everyone's playing.
And that's true.
Well,
too.
That's true. Yeah, holiday weekend.
And there's sunny servers. Who knows?
Yeah. But I thank you, Sony, for giving me Infamous, which is a lot of fun. And who knows? Maybe I'll buy Infamous 2 because it just came out.
Is it a shooter?
Well, not exactly.
It's third person.
Third person.
Almost beat 'em up.
I can't remember the two PS3 games that I downloaded.
Look so that we don't get the same ones.
Yeah. Oh, well, then before you download, because we have the two PS2, PS3s, you know, basically, you know, since there's four choices, we'll get. And there's a couple of things that you may want to get so we could, like, play
each
at
other.
The same time
or
something with them.
Like, we do that very often with anything
that's
else
true.
We have.
Yeah.
But, like, PSP games I got Mod Nation Racers and Little Big Planet.
I love Little Big Planet.
Yeah, I saw those on there and was considering
they're
them,
cute.
Little Big Planet. Carly would love Little Big Planet. Mm. Oh my gosh.
But I was selfish and I got.
Well, that's okay.
I think Little Big Planet might be one of the PS games, PS3 games you can.
No, but the PSP game, if you ever decide to get one, you know, if you have
go
one,
ahead and
do it.
Yeah, I'll definitely
them, just
try
randomly
to
randomly pick two and, you know.
But Infamous, man, it's one of those things where you can choose to do things to benefit yourself or choose to benefit the society.
Cool.
And then you'll change. Your outfit's kind of like black and yellow to begin with, and I think it becomes like black and white if you're good or like black and red if you're bad or something like that. And you've got like electric powers, and they keep evolving as the game goes, and there are some pretty awesome powers.
Neat.
And there are a couple of powers that are exclusive to being good or evil, and then your lightning becomes more, you know, bright blue if you're good, or turns all red if you're evil.
Oh, so Sith and Jedi.
Sith and Jedi. So, but the powers are really neat, and it's been a blast.
Cool.
I may just have to break down and buy part two now. And, you know, the game wasn't even on my radar before I got the free one, you know. And I'd be willing to pay for the sequel, but
I
got to finish
stuff like
first.
That happens. Like, you
finish it.
Find something that you would never have played.
Mm-hmm.
Serendipitous gameplay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Adam, you been playing anything, man?
Just the Star Wars The Old Republic beta, which I've been having a blast with. It is a lot of fun. Like I said in the opening, I can't wait for it to come out.
Looks, just from those cinematics you showed us before, looks pretty good.
Oh my
God,
gorgeous.
just being just the cinematics and, you know, pre-rendered, awesome.
Even still,
there's a really deep story behind it all. Excuse me. There are like comic books. There are novels out explaining the backstory to all these characters. Really deep, in-depth history that they're fleshing out just for this game. Like how the Sith rose and got pissed off at the Republic because of something that happened in the past, and all of this stuff. Like they're going back into like the creation and to the rise of all the, you know, the civilizations and the civilizations before that.
Wow.
Even. So it's really neat expanding the world in regards to planets, you know, these planets that we didn't know of, you know, that play a pivotal role or may have only just been mentioned in passing. They're realized in the game, and it's really neat to go to these places. I'm really digging it.
Can you shoot an Ewok?
Hey.
There's no indoor yet.
It's all outdoor.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Oh, wow. Really need to get that soundboard.
Wow. I'm seeing the potential for, like, there is great potential for expansion in this, because they could be adding planets, they could add character races. It would be a little bit difficult since it's all voice acted. All of it's voice acted. To I guess add a race or maybe a class or something to it, because you'd have to record a whole bunch of other stuff.
Right. And,
but the voice acting is really well done. The conversations are great. Being able to choose your responses really helps you flesh out your character.
That's cool.
And, you know, make them good or bad, or
it adds that choose your own adventure kind of facet.
Exactly. And also, you know, that your responses can fashion the outcome of the mission or future missions. Really, if you're nice to the person, then they may give you more missions. Or if you're a dick, they'll just brush you off and say screw you. So it's really, really cool. And just it is really amazing just how many responses and how many different ways a conversation can go.
I like that,
because I've had different classes of characters. You know, and my buddy's done it as well. go through a conversation and it was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome was completely different because of the responses they chose.
I like that.
So it's really neat. My main character I'm really focusing on now is a Sith. It's called the Sith Inquisitor.
Ooh.
And it's force user, you know, lightsaber and everything, but they're more of like the caster kind of class, the more of the ranged kind of maybe medium range kind of class. Uses the lightning attacks a lot. There are different styles of lightning attacks that they use. So once I hit level 10, you can branch off into an advanced class. I branched off into a Sith assassin, so I've got a double-bladed lightsaber now.
Uh-huh.
So cool.
So it's kind of awesome.
I just think it's cool that it's like probably the generation, like your guys' generation, who grew up with it and who it was a pivotal part of your childhood, who are now doing this game, who mm-hmm. it's a labor of love because every little bit is so important to you and every little, you know, storyline and planet. And even though it's in, you know, it might have been just a throwaway line in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's up to you to make this whole world for people. I
now
think
it's
that's
realized.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
It's really neat. Really, really indignant.
I wonder how much of the, you know, everything I've heard is like with what you said, it's just amazing. I wonder how much of it is they're like, okay, we had this really cool game. We totally screwed it up. And how are we going to win back fans? Yeah.
Galaxies, yeah. Yeah, I can see, even though it's a different developer, I can see where they have probably learned some lessons from Galaxies. Because while I was really impressed with the vision and the scope of Galaxies, because the scale was just unbelievable mm-hmm. of these worlds and the terrain and everything. It was just enormous. It was too big. And you get lost. Also, the interface was just clumsy as all hell and kind of confusing. So,
and how long ago was this game?
That was six years ago.
And look at how, I mean, just in a couple of years,
like that.
Let alone mm-hmm. 6 or 7, how things change. And it's crazy how cool it is now.
Yeah. And I can also see, though, because, you know, I played World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I beta tested Galaxies and I beta tested Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. online. I could see where they learned a lot of lessons from World of Warcraft mm-hmm. and Lord of the Rings Online. So there are a lot of different elements and things in there. So if you're familiar with those games, then this is pretty easy to pick up. So it's because it's got the same basic ideas behind mm-hmm. it. So
I know you can't say, I know you can't say too much.
Yeah.
But are there like, I don't know, dungeons or whatever, or raids? Or
well, there are instances. Yeah, instances, yeah. We'll see that. Yeah, that information is out there. Okay. So yeah, there are instances in the equivalents of raids like World of Warcraft would have. So they're like huge story driven adventures that you can go in with a big group of people.
Cool. And
there are on the Old Republic website, there are like videos and things on like promo videos.
Oh
on
my
like
God,
there's
it's
an,
gorgeous.
There's an Alderaan instance that they show off that mm-hmm. they demoed at E3. There's one called the Eternity Vault, and I forgot where that takes place, but that's really cool.
I just admire the art of it. It's just so gorgeous.
Gosh.
It's just
the art and the design of the. Check out the concept art if you can. Just Google like the Old Republic concept art, and you'll see all these great designs for like relic looking lightsabers mm-hmm. and armors and mm-hmm. characters and aliens and ships and things, and it's very, very impressive. So
nice.
So it's I can't wait. I just would really, really like a release date. Even though I'm testing it and playing
it. He's twitchy. Help him.
He wants to give you money.
Please. Yeah, really.
I really do. I would really like to pay for this game.
Did you say it's going to be download only? There won't be a...
There's talk that it's going to be the EA Origin. EA Origins is their new content delivery system, like kind of like Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talk saying that it's going to be exclusive to Origin.
So my Sims games in the future will be download only, I'm sure.
Possibly.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if they sell a boxed version to Walmart, and Walmart's going to get a big chunk of the sale price.
Why not?
So if they can deliver it directly, bypass the middleman.
And the production costs.
Right, yeah, there's no packaging, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's...
They don't have to ship a physical product.
Instead of a $50 game, you can go to the...
Of course, they're going to have the servers... and the bandwidth to support that kind of demand for downloading, because that is gigabytes upon gigabytes of data.
Yeah, because it was when we did the DC Universe beta, it was 13 gigs or something like that.
It took a weekend just to download it.
Godly.
This is three times that. Mm-hmm. So far, they could optimize it. Since, you know, this is just beta, they could optimize that, but it is substantially larger than what you just said.
Because, yeah, that was, and that Sony server was hit hard. Mm-hmm.
And every time you thought it was done, it's like, oh, here's another update.
Right.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid to go into it right now because it's been so long.
The updates.
Mm-hmm. It used to be where, like, he would say something about having a bad day at work. Like, he'd send me an email. It's like, well, he's going to want to play later, so I'll start the download of the updates now, lunchtime. I'll start it now, and maybe by the time he gets home,
you'll be done in 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And our bandwidth is good. We have good bandwidth.
Better with
you.
see, I haven't been playing a whole heck of a lot. Mainly one game. I've been playing the hell out of the Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters.
Mm-hmm.
I prestiged in that of a sort. Finished it on the easy level, which wasn't all that easy. And then went, you know, there's like two other levels, and said screw it, went straight to Emerald Knight. And it's hard. but yeah, I'm liking it. It's a movie tie-in game.
A lot.
But it's pretty good. I mean, granted, mentally I'm kind of biased in a little way.
There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you enjoy it, who cares?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's easy. Do not, under any circumstances, pick up the DS version or the 3DS version.
As we said in the Green Lantern episode.
Dear God, that's bad.
Pretty bad.
So that's all really game-wise that I've been playing.
I do, if I can say again... that I do enjoy the Amazon App Store for our phones, for mm-hmm. Android. Mm-hmm. I love the free
app a day, yeah.
Because that's how I started playing Plants vs. Zombies. Uh-huh. Like, I've heard him talk about it, and I've seen it, you know, I've seen it advertised online, but I had never played it.
And one day it pops up in his
And screen. It mm-hmm. popped up for free on the Amazon App Store. Now I can't stop.
Wow.
And, I mean, sometimes it's an app that I might not use, but... sometimes it's cool, like the Solitaire app that we got the other day for free. I mean, it's just an app, you know, with different kinds of solitaire games, but it's fun and the graphics are nice. And I mean, it's cool. It's something that's cool because you never know what they're going to have.
Yeah, it could be useful. Even if it sounds remotely interesting,
right.
I'll go ahead and download the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I don't like it, I'll just delete it because I'll always have it in my record and download it for free again later.
I'm trying to get my brother to do it, and he keeps, like, I keep saying, hey, have you checked the app of the day? Oh, yeah. But, yeah, because he's got his Android phone.
I'm not sure how it would work because I know AT&T's a little funky about sideloading stuff on there, and you've got
to
sideload to get the Amazon App Store on
your
phone.
You just have to uncheck the third-party app thing.
Yeah, but AT&T's been known to block some of that kind of stuff.
Oh, because he's got the Inspire now.
Yeah. Nice phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see a little bit.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But the only other gaming thing that I've been doing, and I think I've talked about it before, but I picked up a PSP 3000 because I had a PSP 1000, and I knew I was going to get these free PSP games. But the 1000's a little slower, and the screen's
Wait,
not
when did
bright.
You buy a second one?
A
long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while. during the 30% off sale at Great Escape.
You owe me one, Brad.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't, but ago. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, you do.
It's been a few years ago.
No.
You can't tell me what I do and don't remember.
In this conversation.
In your head. Go on.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But one
it's
thing
your money, I don't care.
One thing that I wanted to do was hack my original PSP, you know. But I don't know if I told the story in the podcast before.
No.
But there's something called the Pandora battery, which allows you to get into dev mode on your PSP and everything. And there's YouTube tutorials on how to convert a regular PSP battery into one of these.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you just basically you open the case on the battery and you pry one of the legs off the circuit board that one of the chips are on. Yeah.
He broke it.
Yeah. I let the magic smoke out. Which, you know, I'm trying to open the case on the battery and accidentally sliced into the battery itself. Oh.
Nice.
And so the smoke started coming out of the battery.
One of these days, he's really just going to injure himself, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to laugh.
So I chucked that sucker into the tub real fast and just let it sit there where, you know, wouldn't hurt anything. Luckily, nothing exploded or nothing leaked out or anything like that, but it got real hot and smoked. I'm saying, okay.
Why does all this stuff happen when I'm not here?
I get bored really easily.
My God, next time I'm just going to take everything I own with me so that nothing happens to any of my stuff.
This wouldn't have been too bad.
At the kitchen floods, you break the thing.
Yeah, the kitchen flooding wasn't my fault. But we did get a new toaster out of the deal.
Twice now it's happened while I was gone.
We need to quit going out of town.
Those are pretty impossible odds.
But I ended up, I ordered a new regular battery for it, and then I ordered a real Pandora battery, and have since converted, and I've got ROMs downloading and stuff on it. It's kind of fun to play with. It'll probably wind up being just like what I did with the DS and my R4 cart. Every damn game that I already own, I'll load on there so I don't have to change out the UMD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's just finally, I'm just glad he's finally using it. I mean, he's had this thing for how many years?
I've had this
since the year I moved.
Yeah, before you moved down, actually.
No, you bought it on your, going to
going to
before
LA.
You went,
before you went to
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've seen you use it maybe twice since then. So I'm glad it's at least finally getting some use out of it. What?
When the Phantasy Star games come out.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the thing Capcom's working on for the single save games?
Oh, yeah, that Resident Evil game that's coming out?
Yeah, the unusable or unreplayable game. What the hell?
That sucker's going to get hacked so damn fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's still...
What are they doing? I didn't hear.
They're trying to make it where the game will only allow one save. The save kind of like goes with the game, I guess. So there will be no secondary market for it. You won't be able to buy it
You
used.
Can't play it again.
You
can play through it once, but you can't play through it again. Or it will be limited to a disc-based game.
Yeah,
well,
they couldn't do that.
If you buy a game, you should be able to play as many times as you want to.
Right, so you couldn't even start, even if it's your game,
right, that's what,
you
couldn't
start over.
Yeah.
See, that
makes sense. Is a big slap in the face.
Because it's like, if I play it a certain way.
To everybody, really.
Mm-hmm. Especially like the games like that you guys play, like the good and evil stuff. Like if I play through it, you know, on one side, I want to play through it again on the other side and see. Mm-hmm. That's really horrible.
I could see that, okay, they're only going to sell so many new games, and then once the game gets a little older, it's going to go in the used market.
Right. It's going to be recycled.
And they want to keep selling new copies, even at a reduced rate, you know, as the game's life continues.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't see it working.
I do not see that working at all.
Gamers are going to riot.
That is a bad, bad idea, Capcom.
It's a great idea, just like DivX.
Yeah. We got a great codex out of the deal.
Well, I mean,
that's true. We didn't get a great codex.
And Capcom is huge. Yeah. Why would they shoot themselves in the foot like that?
I don't know.
That's an EA kind of move.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
Challenge
stupid people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
Let's hope that fails before it ever
launches. Yeah, it's just stupid.
No, let them launch and let it fail miserably and lose a lot of money on it.
Yeah, they'll be sorry. Yeah,
then everyone else will learn.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Anything else, guys?
Not that I can think
of. I haven't been playing much anything else. I'm still waiting for this big torrent to finish downloading of PSP ROMs. I have been playing a lot of the retro collections, though. I downloaded a couple of those on there. That's kind of cool. And I have... it's kind of interesting, because you know PSPs use their own proprietary memory format, which is really stupid and expensive. Found a couple of adapters that'll let you use micro SD cards.
Oh, nice.
And there's even one, and I ordered it on eBay, so it's, you know, it's coming from Hong Kong, so God knows how long it'll take to get
Snowboat.
Here. I did get a 16 gig micro SD and an adapter to show up, so I've got that in here. But I've ordered another adapter because it's like $3 and free shipping. But it's one that will put two micro SD cards in the same adapter. And basically, if I'm reading it right, it's like a little RAID
combined.
Thing
for, I've seen those for like your camera. I've seen those that it's got the adapter where you can put like 2 8 gigs and make a 16 gig memory card, or 2 32s and make, you know, like as long as your thing can hold it, as long as your thing can handle it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd go 2 32s.
No, I'm just saying, as an example, you know.
I just saw something for the first time. It's a memory card for your camera, but
No, they were empty. It just scared me.
But it's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had not seen that.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I hadn't seen that anywhere. But I haven't been on the market for anything like that in a while. I just happened to see it.
Yeah, you can see it where it'll upload your photos to Flickr or whatever, or your home computer.
Awesome.
Sorry, something bit my leg.
Ooh.
Ouch.
All right. Any more games, guys?
Speaking of that, there was a snake in my driveway this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Carly, get it?
There's a snake in my driveway. Yeah.
Someone's poisoned the water.
I saw a run-over snake in the park. Like,
ew.
It was
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's flat.
And speaking of Frogger.
Big, too.
We'll end this video game chatter and be back with
take
more pop culture.
Sorry for that image.
Right after this. Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.